Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio.
Somebody made a comment of Sal in prison. We do have the cinder block walls here.
You're about 10 seconds away from spending the rest of your life in the padded room.
They treat us very well here, actually.
On WGR.
Sal Capaccio joins us on the Western Hotline. Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Calley, Owen Parker here with you. Sal, he's not in prison. He's driving home, by the way, from training camp, so we don't have to worry about that. Sal, thanks for taking some time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, they let me out for the day. I got some
good behavior.
Good behavior, yeah. So I got to get back. I'm on a schedule here. So yeah, good to talk with you guys.
All right. Well, Sal, we'll start with the elephant in the room, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Yeah. Is there anything you know of or can tell us? I know it's training camp, but there's like different rules of what you can and can't say and all that stuff, so I don't want to go too far into
it.
What do you think?
It's okay. This wouldn't fall under anything other than what I know and what I can tell you and share that was said to us, which is, that he was injured in what appeared to be non-contact. I didn't, nobody really saw him collide with anybody or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was down for a little while on the grass. Some trainers went to talk to him. He got up and he couldn't really put much pressure on his right leg. It appeared his right lower leg, his ankle / foot / Achilles. I included all these. I'm not sure exactly where, right? Like you could see video. There's plenty of video out there you guys can watch. And then he got up and people helped him over to a cart or to a cart and then a tent. And then he did walk to a cart and got driven back to the locker room training area. After practice, we talked to Deion Dawkins. Deion was one of the first players over to him. And we said, what did you see? What did you say to him? And Deion, I tweeted this out at Sal Sports. People can read the exact quote word for word. He said that he went up to him and said, you good? You okay? He said he started walking, but he said that the coaches said he'll be okay and he'll be back in the loop. And look, I think Deion also is a very positive thinker and a positive talker.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love for Deion to be right that C.J. Gardner-Johnson is okay. But in what context is anybody telling him he's okay? It could be he's in good spirits. It could be, hey, we'll take care of him. He's okay. No one's going to know anything until more tests are done. And that's where last part of this, which is we did talk to Brandon Bean. We even told him what Deion said, but Brandon said, look, tests have to be done. We don't know anything. And Brandon said, I'm serious, guys. Like, I don't know anything right now.
Yeah.
Like, we got to have tests done,
right.
MRI. So we'll see on it. There's a lot of people who obviously, as you guys know, analyze these sorts of videos and say, well, I think it's this. I think it's that. I think it's this serious, that. I'm not going to do any of that until, we hear from somebody officially on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And to that point, like,
I read the Deion quote and thought that sounds like a guy that's in an awkward spot and doesn't want to say anything that's going to make anybody feel good or bad about the situation.
Sure.
And so you guys obviously have to ask the question. He's got to find a way to answer it. It felt like it was as close as Deion could get to a non-answer on the topic. So I tried not to pull too much out of what Deion said. Like you mentioned, Brandon Bean is the will be the authority on this, and he said we got to take a look.
I mean, you know, Deion's an offensive player. He was over there. We even asked a couple defensive backs, including DeMar Hamlin and Cole Bishop, and both of them said they didn't hear anything from the coaches. Like, nobody said anything. Now, they also maybe, you know, also in that spot where they don't want to say anything that they've heard. So, again, let's just wait. Remember, guys, remember, it was a year ago, like this week, that everything happened with Max Hairston.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And there was a lot of speculation and talk and rumors. And, I mean, I just think we live in this. We live in this world now where this media world, where there's such a rush to have the information first. Let's just wait and get it right. You know, let's see what the GM tells us.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's not worth speculating right now. We'll get the information when we get the information and it's confirmed.
Right.
But let's, you know, take it for a stretch here. If C.J. Gardner-Johnson is to miss some time, whether it be, you know, three games or the season, depending on the severity of whatever injury may or may not be there, what are we looking at to replace him? I've seen a lot about Jalen Kilgore's performance already, which would be convenient. Yeah. But what have you seen from some of the other safeties that you could kind of give us some insight into what it could look like if Gardner-Johnson is out?
The hype has been real for Jalen Kilgore, the things you're reading. He's been very good. He was maybe my favorite draft pick of this class. I thought the Bills got very good value in him. He can play all over the field in the secondary, really not outside necessarily, but maybe in a pinch he could, but he can be nickel. He can be a big safety. He can be a safety. He can do a lot of different things for you. He can be the box. He can be center field. So, you know, he's got a kind of a plug and play guy in that respect, but he is a rookie. You know, he has been playing more with the backups. So if he gets an opportunity with the starters, let's see where that goes. I'm encouraged by that. That said, CJ Gardner-Johnson may have been the best defender so far through 2 days of camp. I mean, that's how well that he's playing. So that's a tough replacement. You do have veterans there. Immediately, it was DeMar Hamlin, I think, on the field that I saw today. DeMar and Geno Stone, I would think, would get the first cracks at competing for that starting job if C.J. Gardner-Johnson were to miss any time. But I think eventually you have to start looking at Jalen Kilgore because he looks the part and he's been playing the part so far. And, I mean, that would be an ideal situation. Other than obviously not having C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you'd love to have him. But if you don't, and this kid steps up and can really ball, then you know that'd be great for the Bills. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. But I think that you know he'll get every opportunity if that's the case.
Sal Capaccio with us here on the Western Hotline. Sal, looking at just injuries around the league as well, Ricky Pearsall is now expected to undergo season-ending surgery on his PCL injury, right? And the PCL has been a point of concern for Dalton Kincaid the last couple seasons. Not yet, knocking on wood at this point in training camp, as far as we know. But is that something everyone there is kind of keeping an eye on? Are you noticing anything that you're seeing knee-wise or that he's favoring, anything like that? Or has he just looked pretty normal out there?
No, he's been out there taking every rep. There's been no load management from what I can see. Mm-hmm. He's not even wearing a brace, guys. Like, he doesn't have a sleeve or anything from what I can tell. On Dalton Kincaid. I mean, he just, and this goes back to minicamp even. He looked good. I think he looks bigger too. Like he looks like he's gained weight, meaning like the good kind of weight. You know, he looks bigger and stronger. And, you know, even last year he was a little bit. I think it's even more so this year. So I don't think there's any concern on that. You know, as training camp goes on, we'll see if there's any sort of load management. Let's remember there's no 3 days in a row at all other than next week, this coming week when they go Thursday, Friday, and then the red and blue, if you want to count that. That'd be 3 days in a row. But there's nothing 3 days in a row at camp. I mean, they were off yesterday. They went today. They're off tomorrow. Then they go 2 days, they're off again. So, you know, that helps when if you're going to load manage. A lot of times it's those 3 day in a row stretches these guys have. So I haven't seen anything with load manage with him. He looks like he's running well. He's fluid. And, you know, I'm excited if Dalton Kincaid for this offense, if he can be full go healthy all the time.
Yeah, Kincaid is, I mean, we've talked about him all offseason long, really, as a real key cog in this machine, if he can stay healthy and on the field. And there's a receiver that I think has could be similar, but I think has gotten much more, I don't know, cast aside. I don't, maybe that's too strong, but Josh Palmer has made a couple of plays. I read today he had another decent day today. That's another guy that I think health is really the main concern. We saw him make an impact in the Atlanta game early last season. What have you been seeing from Josh Palmer, and what sort of how confident are you in his ability to stay healthy moving forward for the Bills here?
Family lost you guys.
We were just talking. Owen asked about Josh Palmer.
Yeah, I just was asking about Josh Palmer. How's he looking? Does he look healthy? And what do you think? What kind of impact do you think he could have if he's able to stay healthy with the Bills this season?
We lost Sal. He dropped off. We're gonna have to get back to Sal.
I got you.
There we go. We're back. All right. One more time.
It's always a spot over here, like near Pembroke. You guys ever have that dead spot?
Yes.
We actually did the other day driving back
from
the
Odyssey. You're talking about.
We went to the movie in Rochester, and we had a dead spot on the way back, noticeably. So,
right.
Yeah, I think it's always around here. So let's hope this stays on. But I did get most of the question. It was Josh Palmer. And I would say, yes, reports of Josh Palmer's death have been greatly exaggerated, to use a literature term, guys.
Yes.
I mean, he's been good. I think he's had a good connection with Josh. And look, I think Josh Palmer is going to do whatever he can to make sure that he's holding off Skylar Bell and Keon Coleman. And wouldn't it be great if everybody is just kind of fighting for that number three spot and it's not by default, right? That'd be great for this team if that were to happen. I think the Bills really want Josh Palmer to be a part of the offense. Like, Brandon Bean, he signed him last year to a nice deal and kind of held him up as, look, I went and got Josh Palmer. Everybody talked about receiver. Here's a guy I brought in that's going to help us. And then it just didn't work. He wasn't healthy a lot for the year. He had the ankle injury. He comes back, has that great catch to start the Atlanta game, gets injured. And it just never worked out for Joshua Palmer. And, you know, now, I mean, we'll see. So far, I think today was a good day for him, for sure.
Sal Capaccio with us on the Wester Hotline. Sal, also, we heard from Pete Carmichael this morning. We played that in the last hour, so thanks for getting that to us. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Also, he mentioned James Cook receiving yards for him, getting the ball more. We've seen that a little bit from training camp already, him catching passes. What are you making of that? You think we're going to see a lot more of James Cook in the receiving game this season, as opposed to seasons past where Joe Brady kind of took over and that kind of fell off a little bit?
Yeah, the Bills had a healthy dose of that today. That's all the running backs today. The Bills had a healthy dose of running backs catching the ball in the backfield. Some were designed, some were just checkdowns from the quarterbacks, but it definitely happened today. Yeah, guys, this goes back a while. Something I've been saying for quite a while. You have the trail of breadcrumbs here. Let's remember where Pete Carmichael Jr. came from. I mean, he was in San Diego with LaDainian Tomlinson catching the ball out of the backfield.
That's right.
He was in New Orleans with Alvin Kamara catching the ball out of the backfield. I mean, this has been a part in the offenses that he's been with. He came up under Norv Turner, you know what I mean, like Sean Payton. These guys, that's what they do. They throw the ball to running backs out of the backfield a lot. And I think that's something that, you know, when they hired him, was something I immediately thought of, that maybe we'll get here. Now, it doesn't have to be all James Cook. The Bills really like Ty Johnson as their third down back. He catches the ball well. He's a good blocking, third down, you know, pass blocking back. So it might not be a huge uptick from James Cook. There might be. I mean, you take a look at James Cook's touches last year. Take a look at his rushes. He had over 300.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you siphon some of them off and they become some sort of pass, right? I mean, you can see that too. But yeah, I do think the Bills will incorporate that. I mean, Deion Dawkins lost like 20 pounds.
He looks significantly lighter. When he showed up to training camp, he posted a picture of him in a tighter T-shirt, and I could not believe how light he looked compared to last year.
Yeah, he and I asked him today, like, what does that do for you? And he's talking about getting out of his stance with being able to move more. And I wonder, too, part of me wonders, did Joe Brady and Pete Carmichael say, Deion, we want you to be lighter because we're going to throw to the running backs more and get you out in space to lead block for them when we do that? You know, I mean, that would be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that we're going to see more of that. Now, you have Josh Allen, right? You want to throw the ball down the field. So I don't think it's going to be necessarily to the numbers and level that I just talked about with a LaDainian Tomlinson or Alvin Kamara. But I do think they're going to see an uptick there.
Sal, Keon Coleman, everyone kind of had their eyes on to start. He dropped the early pass and then rebounded from there. Is it a no news is good news situation for Keon? Because I feel like his name really hasn't been floating around all that much in the last couple practices, more so than day one, I should say.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think there's so much focus on him. And really the more of a negative approach of, yes, there's been a positive part of it, but it's more of a, no one cares what he does positive. Show me what he does in the regular season, right? Like, that's been the mantra.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. You can show me all the catches he makes. You can show me how good he makes. I don't care. And that's fine. I totally get that. I mean, rightfully so. But if no one's saying anything, then that might be good because people aren't noticing the bad things or the negatives or drops or saying he's slow getting out of a break or anything like that. So, and then, hey, with the emergence of Josh Palmer today, for example, with some focus on Skylar Bell, you know, I mean, they're Keon's in a battle here. And yeah, the no news, good news, no news might be good news with him because might mean he's just doing his job. And that might be where it has to start for Keon Coleman.
Absolutely. All right. Well, moving back to the defensive side of the ball, Sal, for a minute here, we saw Dorian Williams and Terrell Bernard get on the field for some 7-on-7, 11-on-11 reps. How critical do you think that is? I know we're all sort of falling in love with the Caleb Ealarm-Zor pick right now, but if we can have both those two players healthy, how big of a factor do you think that is for this Bills defense as they transition into a new scheme under Jim Leonard?
I mean, it's massive to have as many hands on deck as they can, right? It just gives them more options, more flexibility. You know, I really like what Caleb Ealarm-Zor is doing. And to have Terrell Bernard come back today and actually take 11-on-11, I didn't see Dorian out there for 11-on-11. He might have had a couple of plays, but he definitely was out there 7-on-7 for the first time in a while. And then Bernard was out there for 11-on-11. And if Williams was out there for 11-on-11, I think it was more of the, like, jog.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Oh, we might have lost Sal there again.
Losing Sal.
Yep. You there?
Yeah, yep. we got you back.
You're back.
Got you back.
Yeah, sorry about that, but I didn't see Williams out there completely for 11-on-11. He might have been a little bit of the lighter stuff, but Terrell Bernard was, and Williams was out there for more 7-on-7, more flexibility for sure. But I think they just need more depth at linebacker to feel better about it, right? Like, you don't want to go into season and go, okay, we have Caleb Ealarm-Zor, looks really good. But what's happening with Terrell Bernard? What's happening with Dorian Williams? And then you got Joe Andreessen and Keontae Jenkins. Should we call Shaq Thompson? The more of these guys can all be available and play, the more it's going to help this entire group. Because I think they, like, the best way I put it is, I think they feel better about their linebackers when they're all healthy than maybe a lot of the fans do.
Gotcha. Well, Sal Capaccio with us on the Western Hotline. Sal, the defense, sticking there for a moment. Ed Oliver, Jim Leonard in his presser mentioned offenses are going to have to find him. What have you seen from Oliver? I know it's kind of tough. Owen and I were going to ask you about this too. What can you really gauge from an offensive or defensive tackle position or guard, whatever, from training camp pre-pads? Because, I mean, they're not really ripping at each other or anything like that. But have you seen anything from Oliver also?
No, you can't really gain anything until the pads come on. And even then, guys, it's tough because you can't, like, take the quarterback down, right?
Right, right.
You're not taking guys to the ground when they're getting to you, but... Ed looks like, you know, the biggest thing with that, it's got to start with him being healthy again. He was not last year again. You had ankle injuries, and he had that massive monster first game. Mm-hmm. And then he had injuries throughout the year. And I think Ed looks like he's fluid, looks like he's moving well. He wasn't completely available during OTAs and minicamp, but he wasn't, like, really hurt or anything. He said he was managing his body a little bit. That's where it's got to start for Ed Oliver. I think we're going to see more of, you know, what we want to kind of find out about Ed Oliver once the pads go on, that goes for any defensive lineman, but it also goes for any offensive lineman. And I think that's going to be on Monday, I think, is when the pads are going to go on for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Sal, Michael Hoyt, just have to say, like, what an animal he is getting back in shape for this. And he's out there already doing 11 on 11s yesterday. Like, is that, were you at all surprised by him being back? I mean, the night he got injured, he tweets out, "Until death, all defeat is psychological. I'll be back." So he was ready to go in the moment he got injured to get back on the field. But seeing him now at training camp doing what he's doing, are you at all surprised by that, or were you expecting that?
I wasn't necessarily expecting it, but I mean, nothing with this guy in that regard surprises me at this point after seeing him, to be honest with you. Like, guys, when I went out to OTAs, let's go think about when OTAs were. That was in May, right?
Yes, the Sabres were still playing.
Right. We got to OTAs in May, and this dude was doing, like, sprints with the harness on. And I'm like, man, like, that's crazy.
That is nuts.
Right? Yeah, and he even looked at me and said, like, we've developed a relationship over the year, last year, and he said something like, running a 4.3, Sal, or something like that. He was being facetious, but like he was ready. He was into it. He wanted to go, and he had to talk about how almost like he has to be protected from himself. He's got to listen to the trainers. He's got to listen to everybody telling him what to do and understand he just can't go out there and do it like himself. He's got to wait till he's ready. Then he talked about how you have to almost relearn to run a little bit because your feet feel differently once you get back out there. It was really interesting. He's a very thoughtful guy. I mean, he's an Ivy Leaguer, went to Brown. Yeah, he's a really thoughtful, and you know, I was not surprised to see him at training camp playing on 11 on 11 because of who he is. But I would say that it's very surprising for anybody with that kind of injury in November to be as full go as he is.
Yeah, I like you, I don't think I was surprised because I was kind of starting to expect it from what he was doing. But the guy, you got to respect it at the end of the day. But Sal, thanks for taking some time. We appreciate it. And I know it was last minute, so thanks for calling us on your ride.
No. Yeah, well, if we hear anything on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we'll let you guys know. And obviously at Sal Sports, we'll have that for you there. But we'll keep. Have a great day, guys.
Yes, thanks, Sal. Keep up the good behavior. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Sal.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline with us. Lots of good stuff there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to hear, I guess, like just everyone with Michael Hoyt. Like, he is an Ivy Leaguer. You do forget that, right?
Yeah, he's like,
we talked about it this week. The legend of him growing so large and looming so large for him to get back. Expectations do have to be tampered just a touch.
I think that's definitely right.
But I mean, you know, Everything he's saying, he's telling Sales running a 4.3, and he's just tore his Achilles. He's got the thing on. Like, it's unbelievable. But everything we're hearing from the Bills training camp wise, like, aside from the C.J. Gardner-Johnson injury,
It's been clean for the most part. There's not been, I mean, aside from C.J. Gardner-Johnson, it's been very.
Yeah, Coleman dropped one pass, and then that was that. That was over after that.
And there's not been, like, the offense is not, I've heard nothing about, like, struggles with anybody.
No.
And, you know, again, this goes back to the point, Sal, you can't really tell anything here. So don't, you know, place your bets on the Bills to win the Super Bowl because they haven't had a bad report from camp yet.
No.
Let us be clear. But it's good when you have no negative story aside from a possible injury to a safety.
Right.
That's a good spot to be in. It's all you could ask for from the start of camp. So let's just hope it keeps going that way as pads come on.
Right. That was a good point Sal made about Hairston's injury last year, watching that on Hard Knocks. And that was early in camp. It looked like it could be a lot worse. Everyone speculated it was like a torn ACL or something like that. And then he was playing again. So he was fine.
Right. It was a couple weeks.
Yeah. And if Gardner-Johnson misses a couple weeks in the beginning of the season and you actually get some time with Kilgore in the system in game time situations, is that really the worst case scenario?
If you can, I mean, the start of the schedule is
very tough.
A buzzsaw.
Yes, it is.
So it might not be the best time to throw a rookie in there that you weren't planning on having play.
Trial by fire, baby. That's all I got to say.
Right. If you do it and he's
good,
fine, or even good, then you really know that you've probably found something there. And
yeah.
That could be exciting.
And then you get a healthy Gardner-Johnson back at one point.
Right.
It's a pretty healthy rotation they can end up with there. But we're going to take a timeout a couple minutes early here. We got some picks to make on the other side. Joe Calley, Owen Parker, Sports Talk Saturday. Last half hour-ish with you here on WGR.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. really.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.